You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Surprisingly, we have made it to the halftime of the program. We're an hour away from Archbishop Marino. Can we make it is the question. Let's go from John in St. Louis to Johnny B. Johnny, forget Johnny B. Johnny better be good.
Johnny better be good. I thought we was going to go with here's Johnny from now on. But
yeah, I tell you, yeah. Johnny B, I am doing some, I during the break there, I had a virtual visit with my psychiatrist to try to get through the John call.
I need to talk to him, and I'm glad Archbishop's coming on in a little while because
I could not wait another hour. I had to get some help.
I don't blame you. I had to unload the gun. I was having a good day. You know, this time of year everybody's getting festive, and
oh yeah.
I was in town shopping, and I got hungry, so I go through McDonald's. I love that Big Mac.
Oh yeah,
number one with that sauce and everything. So I get everything. I pull over and I get it situated, and I'm headed home. And the phone rings. It's my mom. So she's getting old, and I'm worried. So I just pull over on the side of the road, and she's needing a few things from Hobby Lobby. I'd never been there in my life. So yeah. I take me a big old bite of sandwich, and I put everything in the passenger seat, and I head into Hobby Lobby, and I'm feeling all good. And it's women everywhere in there. I thought of Larry. I thought, I need to get Larry and take him here. Well, they're all looking at me. And they're just like making eye contact, and they gazing me up and down. I'm thinking, man, I got it going on today. You know, I had on a pullover with a little golf shirt that Bobby Knight looked going. Every one of these women's checking me out. And I'm, you know, I'm really proud and chest poked out, and I go to pay, and the same thing there. That little gal's checking me out. And so, man, I'm feeling all good. I can't wait to take Mama her stuff. And I start walking out them double doors, and I looked, and I saw my reflection. And I had some of that special sauce, about 8-inch streak down my pretty red shirt. Some in my whiskers, and I look back,
that
and they're
funny.
All pointing at me and laughing. And I took off running to the truck, so I'm going to need some. After the John call and then this Hobby Lobby experience, I'm going to just tell Archbishop to throw me up something special, please.
He will. He, you know how the Archbishop, they always look after the misbegotten.
That's me, brother. Have a good day. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. That's a good story. Chuck is up next. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Paul. Long-time listener, second-time caller. Hope all you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
With all the controversy surrounding the committee and their decision to leave Florida State out of the playoffs this year, do you think they could or should use the BCS system to determine the rankings next year to eliminate the human element?
Chuck, I don't, and they won't. I mean, they are pretty well set on doing it the same way they've always done it since the playoff began.
Okay.
So, I mean, I appreciate the suggestion, but this is pretty much already grandfathered in, at least for two more years, and then they'll reconfigure a little bit in 2026. But nothing is going to change until the end of this contract, and I don't think that's ever going to change. Nathan is up next in Memphis. Hello, Nathan. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. What a year it was for the Tigers, and what a year it was for me. I turned 23 last weekend, and I got to watch my national championship-winning baseball team in the spring. And I had a front row seat to Jaden Daniels in Oxford. We didn't win, and my lady took a beer can to the head. But to see his highs in the season, hey, it was worth it. She took it like a champ. She was a good sport about it. I converted to Mississippi State, man. Paul, that ain't easy. So, you know, what a year it was for the Tigers. Garrett Nussmeier, you better show me something in that bowl game, man. I won 500 yards with Malik Nevers. He's going for the LSU program record, Paul. Y'all have a good day. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Nathan. Putting a little demands here on Garrett. Mike is in Louisiana. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just called to kind of medicate you a little bit about this guy, John, from St. Louis, I guess.
Yeah, what can you help me? What can you offer me? Because I'm struggling with that.
Well, I'm a longtime listener, and I've seen you deal with everything, and you dealt with that just like I'm proud of you and everything else. I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and to keep doing what you're doing if you can, and and well, then I know that when it comes down to the nut cutting, that didn't really bother you as bad as you're putting on, because I know that the quality of an individual you are. So I just wanted to tell you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and then I might have a little bit of suggestion for you, just
yeah, sure.
If you can. Just stay away from John for the rest of the show if you can. I mean,
yeah, no, I think that's the best advice I've had all day, Mike, because I don't know exactly what I am in the sense that, but I see a soul like that who I like what he said. I like what he stands for. It's very old school. It's very reminds me of like the seventh grade science teacher, you know, that with that snarl. You walk in and you just hope he doesn't have a paddle anywhere near. And I try to engage, but it always goes wrong. So you know, is that relative that comes over on Christmas Eve, and your mother or your wife or your aunt or your cousin says, "Don't start up with that guy." And the second he says something, next thing you know, you've ruined Christmas. That's John.
Well, I mean, and then you got another John, and I don't want to pick on anybody.
Go ahead.
From Kentucky.
I know where you're going.
He never calls to talk about the Kentucky football team. He calls just like this other John. To let everybody know that he ought to have a show.
Yeah,
so that's where I'm going to stop.
Well, by the way, this has been one of the best calls of the year, Mike. Thank you very much. Mike has diagrammed the show quite well from a distance. Let's check in next with Chastity in Kentucky. Hello, Chastity.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing. I guess the most common thing people ask you when they meet you is, how did you get your name?
How did I get my name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my parents were like big fans of Sonny and Cher.
Oh, so, wow. That was their daughter's name, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's spelled Chastity like the belt. So it's
yeah,
Sonny
exactly.
You know?
Okay.
That's it. But anyway, like, yeah, first time caller, so I'm super nervous. But
I got you, babe.
I love yes, sir. There you go. I'm just 38, but yeah, I'm hip with it. I'm hip with it, Paul. But, yeah, John got me a little off track there because, like, I was getting pretty upset with old John. But I'll stay on track. He kept saying Dan Mullins, too, and I was like, it's just Mullin, bro.
Yeah, no.
No it.
That's true.
But anyway, yeah, I just kind of wanted to touch base, too, with how you were feeling about the Georgia and FSU game. And I kind of feel like that is a huge game as far as the SEC goes. I feel like it'll really put mud in the face of the committee if Georgia doesn't go in there and just
no, that would I mean yeah after the obviously the game we're going to that's probably the most important game just in terms of all the things that we talk about. Chastity, by the way, Zim just passed along this very interesting KJ Bolden. Everybody followed his recruitment yesterday. Originally committed to FSU, five-star player. He flipped to Georgia at the last minute. Now, for you old-timers out there, think about whether you ever would live long enough to hear the following statement that I'm about to read. Bolden said he chose less money at UGA in favor of NFL development. He said in an interview, according to Dog Nation, NIL money, that's like short-term money. You're only getting that money right now for the moment. The big money is the NFL. That's fascinating. That is really an interesting moment. I'm glad to see he chose less money, because whatever money you're going to make to go to whatever school you're going to go to, it won't matter nearly as much if you get the right training and development. And there are a number of programs that send players to the NFL. There are many like Georgia or Alabama. LSU has had that history. Florida used to. That is really a stunning comment from KJ Bolden. We'll take a short break. More to come right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back as we continue here, and Slay is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Slay.
Hello, sir.
Hey.
First time caller.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That won't take up much time. Just got to tell you two things. One, I got to thank you for being so kind to my daughter when you guys were up there in Starkville, Mississippi, at the ball game. You and your group were walking back to your bus, I think it was, and my daughter ran over and hollered, "Hey, Paul!" And you stopped and You took a picture with her, and you didn't have to do that. I know you guys were probably tired and everything, but made a big day for her. She sent us all pictures real quick and everything, and excited. She was at the show all morning long, and I wanted to thank you.
Well, I thank her for saying hello to me. That really is special. Thank you for sharing that.
All right, and one more thing. I've got an idea, and if you like it and get behind it, you're the person in the country that could make a difference.
Okay.
And the subject is these fake injuries. And here's my idea. You know how when someone loses their helmet, they automatically accept it, get off the field for a play and come back?
Right.
Well, we can't stop the fake injuries altogether, and you can't distinguish between the two, real or fake. But if any time a player is responsible for stopping the clock during play, they have to leave the field for two full series. It would get the coaches to think about who they want to put out there letting them fake an injury.
Oh, that's a pretty punitive idea there, Slay. I don't know if they'll ever agree to it, but they need to curtail what they're doing. Hey, thank you very, very much, and thank you for sharing the information about your daughter.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. That's fantastic. Adina is up next. Good afternoon.
Yay. Hey, Paul. Okay, on the guy's daughter, I'm somebody's daughter, and I'm going to be in Pasadena, but we're not driving in until New Year's Eve. So where will y'all be set up on Saturday? I mean, on the game day?
On the on January 1st?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We have an hour show from the stadium in the morning, and then we come back right before the game. I believe this is on the field for another 90-minute show.
See, I'll have to be screaming with everybody else screaming. So chances are large.
Yeah,
let me
get back to you next week because I don't know. I've done. It's not your conventional setup out there because of security, and I've done shows inside the Rose Bowl before, and it really just I don't know if it's a normal setup where I assume we'll be outside the stadium, but I don't know.
Oh, I dread having to fight everybody to get your attention. But anyway, one more quick question. What is the line right now for the game?
I believe it's 1.5 in favor of Michigan.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I had today, except John, unless he's doing this for entertainment, I think he probably went to like a Catholic school where he was treated poorly as a youngster, because I'm an old timer and I do like old school things, but when I'm angry in this time, day and time, then I've got a problem. So, you know, I just think you hung the moon and you're more than fair with all of us. And most of the people you cut off like that and you just kept it going. So, yeah. I need some therapy after that one, too.
Well,
hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. I believe the line has moved to 2 points. So it's 1.5, 2. Only matters if it's a close game. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Matthew is in Georgia. Hello, Matthew. Good afternoon.
Hi, man. How you doing?
Hey there. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I would like to ask your thoughts on Gail Lewis, the 10-year associate. Over at Nebraska, quarterback coach.
Oh, what is your interest in Dale?
Oh, in Dale? I mean, man, he's just a beast. He coached in my old high school.
Oh, did he?
And
okay.
His sister Gail, man, she's good.
That's great. Thank you for calling. Don't know her. Charlie is in Georgia. Hello, Charlie. Good afternoon.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You had a call earlier from Bobby, and he was talking about the SEC schools playing the Chattanoogas, the Louisiana,
right.
Monroes, the New Mexico States. Bobby needs to understand that these schools didn't play Alabama's, Auburn's, Georgia's. They couldn't fund their athletic programs. I mean, it was $1.8 million that Auburn paid New Mexico State. These smaller schools get funded by these larger universities.
Yeah, that's true. And there's obviously a reason that they get the games. They make a lot of money. If you're able to pay nearly $2 million to a school to come in, that means you're easily surpassing that number for the gate.
Yeah, and what does it do for these smaller schools' athletic programs? I mean, without these larger schools, a lot of these programs would fold.
No, it means a lot. I've been at the hotel, and you'll run into the parents of the quarterback of whatever school it is that we probably just got through making fun of, and it definitely gets your attention. I think we could use one less of them a year, but I do think they serve some purpose.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's really we really haven't talked about that. That's the dilemma I think the SEC's in right now. They were fairly close to making the move to 9 conference games, and then expansion happened, and you get athletic directors who are struggling to get to bowl games who suddenly don't want to add another game because they might be able to go out there and buy 4 wins, which means then or 3 and have one game up in the air. That means it makes the path to a bowl game a little bit easier. I mean, this was a rough year for the SEC when you saw Florida, South Carolina, both get eliminated from bowl competition. That should not happen. We check in next with Dave, who is up next. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
How you doing, buddy?
We are doing well. Appreciate your call.
Well, hey, me and you've talked two or three times before, but I've been trying to get in the last few days. I hate to put you on the spot, Paul, but I just got to put you on the spot for a minute. In the game, in the championship game on Saturday morning, you know, you all were there and you all were talking about the game and how you thought it was going to go. But you all always, before game time, you always pick, all four of you, pick who you think's going to win the game. And your three cohorts went in front of you, and all of them picked Georgia. And like I said, Paul, I hate to put you on the spot, but I just had a sneaky feeling. I told my wife, I said, Paul is going to pick Alabama to win this game. I'm telling you, he's going to stand out against them. And I still believe you was, Paul, but I think at the last second you changed your mind and went with Georgia.
I think you're right.
And I just had to put you on the spot and see.
Well, you're right about that. And you get caught up in those things. The funniest thing is, Dave, I nearly did the opposite of that the week before. I don't know if you remember the show we did with in Auburn. We had Tim Cook on. And he was there from Apple. He's a CEO and chairman of Apple. And he's always trying to get me to pick Auburn. And he picks Auburn. He says, you really need to pick Auburn. And all of a sudden, I'm letting a lot of time go. And we're down to about 10 seconds. And I had Auburn formulated in my mind. I said, can I really do this? And I should have. It wouldn't have been a bad pick, by the way. But it would have been wrong. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Common Sense. Calling us from Louisiana. Hello, Common Sense.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
We're doing great.
Good. I got two things I need to tell you. You had a caller calls himself, he's from Alabama, calls himself pretty boy or cutie or some kind of compound adjective or whatever. And he said one time about a month or so ago, he was talking about LSU fans, and he said those corn dog eating fans from LSU.
Right.
Well, I'm a retired chef here in Louisiana. And yeah, I eat corn dogs, but I tell you when I eat them. I eat them when I have just a hankering to eat one. I also eat them when I have to go to Alabama. When LSU goes there, I have to bring corn dogs with me to have something good to eat. Just won't pass that to him. But anyway.
Hey, Common Sense, what was your best dish as a chef?
Well, I do Cajun, Creole, and okay. I do French. It's all kind of combined in some way. And I like to do something like trout with a cream sauce with crawfish in it.
I like that.
Or lump crab meat, cream sauce on top of soft shell crabs, you know, stuff like that. You know, but I also like to make the etouffees, gumbos, and
every time I've been to Louisiana, and I know there's that famous place, I think it's in New Orleans, about gumbo. What was the name of that? What was the name of that lady? She died a couple of years ago. That was the famous gumbo queen.
Yeah, Chase.
The funniest Chase. Thing was, do you remember a couple of years ago, President Obama was in? There, and he reached.
Yeah.
He reached for the Tabasco sauce, and she like slapped his hand. She said, "You don't need Tabasco sauce on my gumbo."
That's exactly right. You don't.
Yeah, Leah Chase,
You don't need that. That ruins the play. In fact,
that was the funniest thing I think I've seen. But you understand that as a chef.
She was like that too. You don't mess with her food. You eat it like she prepared it. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
And that's kind of like I am. But I want to also. I know your Saturday crew will probably be coming to Louisiana next year because Alabama would be playing LSU.
We'll definitely be there.
And I would like to offer you my services to you and your crew there.
Oh, my.
Prepare food for y'all. We can call it a breakfast, a brunch, a
You
dinner,
got a deal.
A lunch.
I think I can negotiate this.
Well, I want to leave my real name and phone number with your crew there.
Okay.
You know, so you can get back with me. And, you know, let me know a couple weeks ahead of time.
Sure.
So I can prepare, you know, I can get ready for it. But I would love to do that.
Well, that's a crew that it doesn't matter what time in the morning they'll eat.
Well, I can tell by looking at Tebow and a couple of them.
Yeah, no, I'll offer the guy who would have had the most fun with it is gone. That was Spears.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's from Baton Rouge, so he knew the territory pretty well.
That's exactly right. But I want to do this.
I'll put you on hold, Common Sense, and we'll hold on to the number, and we get going next year, and I'm certain we'll be down
okay.
there. Hey, thank
listen,
you very, very much. That was
listen,
fascinating.
Your friend from Alabama, like I said, who he was, I know who he is. I would like, if he wants to prepare food and compete with me, I'll do it anytime.
Okay, yeah, no, he's... You know, I guarantee you know who he is. Hey, thank you. He's pretty familiar down there in that area. Hey, we'll take a short break. Thanks for your call. That was fun. Imagine having a chef in the family. We'll be right back.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
What an afternoon it's been, and we're a long way from being done. Don't forget Archbishop Marino coming up at the top of the hour. Larry is up next.
Yeah, you need him.
I do.
That's what John said. Hey, that guy, hey, listen, I don't know. Our man got to be ringing his phone right now, won't know what he's smoking. Man, that guy's out of here. I don't know. I get confused listening to people like that. I don't even know which way to the damn refrigerator. I mean, they talk so crazy, man, you don't know what they're saying. But I do want to bring up something. I'm really pissed about it.
Okay, what is that?
Well, Dan sitting there arguing with me. Georgia lost 18 players, 5 5-stars and 8 4-stars. And there's no explanation. Aaron Murray tweeted about it, but yet no explanation. Has anybody confronted the coach? Are you scared of him? Kirby Smart? And Dan arguing with me, it happens every year. No, it does not. There's no way you lose that many players to the damn portal. That no way, man. And
hey, Larry, why can't why Larry? Why? Who are you even talking about here?
I'm talking about Georgia, and I'm talking about Dan arguing with me.
Who's Dan? Who is?
It happens all the time. It does not happen. You don't lose 18 players.
Well, first of all,
after a championship game to a portal, Paul. Well, 5 5-stars, 8 4-stars. Now, I don't care what you say. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
Larry, okay. this is pretty common. Georgia had 16 leave last year. This is what happens
leave,
when you have the
leave,
best roster
Paul,
in college football.
Go into the pros, but not to the portal. Not 18, not 5 5-stars and 8 4-stars. Why was Aaron Murray concerned about it? Why did he tweet about it? So what's up?
You know, I am responsible for very little. One thing I'm not responsible for is what people tweet. So I think you need to get over it.
No, I ain't getting no, you don't want to talk about it. So they're number one.
Well, I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything to talk about.
Well, you know, there's nothing.
I mean, Larry, have you ever stopped to consider that you only read one? You only.
Nothing to talk about. Bye.
I mean, this is the danger of the modern media when all you read is your team's propaganda. Georgia has lost a lot of players. They've also just had the number one recruiting class in the country. They haven't even started checking the box on a few key players, which they will, and they'll probably be able to make up for it. Alabama loses players. This is the new normal, in college football. This is not 1972 when you get a class and you better make it work because there's not too many other ways to go. Squirrel is up next.
Well, you know, I'm not going to bore you with recruiting talk and things of that nature. You sound a whole lot better today, but you still have a little something going on. Have you actually been checked, diagnosed, or tested, like for COVID or strep or anything like that?
Yeah, I am completely negative.
Oh, okay. I was just curious if you've gone seek professional help on it. That's good.
Yeah, I have.
I figured you would.
I deeply appreciate the suggestion, though.
Yeah, well, like I said, a lot of times when you're married to a doctor, you might not go.
Oh, no, I don't want to start up on that right now, but you're 100% correct.
Well, I just, I'm worried about you.
I mean, when you're married to a professional, they'll go, well, what do you think you ought to do? I'm like going, I don't know. What do you think? But, yeah, I'm at the finish line of this ridiculous thing I've had.
We're good. John from St. Louis is quickly becoming my favorite caller. Did he just nominate himself?
He did.
For
he did.
Best call of the year.
Best.
Have we ever had anybody nominate?
Well, there may have been one guy who thought pretty highly of his own call.
Jim nominates himself every week, or anybody who compliments him is the call of the year, or the caller of the year. But John, like I said, he's becoming one of my favorites. So yesterday you had a caller that mentioned Shelby, and you started talking about Senator Shelby. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
He asked you about Willie Shelby.
Oh, okay. Well, I told him about Richard Shelby.
Yeah, he says, you remember Willie Shelby?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Senator Shelby. And thanks for your call. I hung up on him. I chuckled on that. I thought that was great.
You know, Squirrel, my hearing's starting to fade. So it's just one of those things that happens.
They say that's the second thing to go. But Willie Shelby was the running back when you was in college.
Yeah, no, I remember Willie. I don't know if I've ever run into him.
Well, he was a great player back in the day. And I just mainly wanted to tell you guys Merry Christmas and everybody in the booth, all the guys in the background, and all the listeners. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. We'll talk to you next week, and then we're going to start talking about Michigan and the down they're going to take.
Thanks you got it. Thanks, Carl. Thank you very much. Henry is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Henry.
Hello, Paul. You know, before you know it, Paul, you're going to feel just like me. I feel better than James Brown.
Oh, my. I feel good.
Full disclosure, that is the name of a song by the group Was Not Was out of Detroit. And in that song, I Feel Better Than James Brown, he talks about going to New Orleans, and he meets up with Fidel Castro.
Really?
And they talk about opening up a chain of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That is funny.
Restaurants. But then they're approached by the CIA. But Fidel takes out most of them with mustard gas out of his cigar. At any rate, Paul, I want to talk about a couple recording
artists. I thought you were
going
to tell me you saw a werewolf holding a Chinese menu.
we'll get to that later.
Okay.
You know, we lost a lot of recording artists this year, Paul. Tony Bennett to Jimmy Buffett to Gordon Lightfoot. But there's a couple I wanted to mention out of the SEC footprint. One would be Dean Daughtry, Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote all those. Yeah, he wrote those great songs.
You know, it's funny, Henry. Maybe we talked about this, but I became friends with Buddy Bowie many years ago, who was his co-writer on all of those. And that's an amazing list that group had.
Yes, sir. They had a lot of songs on the radio in the 70s.
Yeah, they sure did.
Bowie wrote that. Yeah. But another one I wanted to mention as well, that another cat that died way back in January was Barrett Strong. He was out of West Point, Mississippi.
Okay.
His family left West Point in the mid-40s, I guess, early 40s. Went to Detroit, like a lot of African-American families looking for a better life. But he wrote with Berry Gordy, some of the great songs of all time. One still holds up well today, called War, which was sung, I can't think of that artist's name, but also Ball of Confusion.
Oh, my
Papa
goodness.
Was a Rolling Stone.
Those are pretty big songs.
Psychedelics. Oh, man. My favorite would be Smiling Faces. Do you remember that one by
Undisputed
Truth?
Smiling Faces.
And,
oh, yeah.
And how about Just My Imagination by The Temptations?
Oh, man. Well, it's one of the most famous songs of all time.
A string of hits there, man.
That is a... Anyway, was Barry part of all that? I guess I know he produced it, but...
Barrett Strong...
No, Barry Gordy is my...
Yeah, Barry Gordy, there was some...
Yeah, Barry wrote early on, then he owned the company.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I want to mention those guys. Everybody road tripping out there, safe travels, and happy holidays, Paul.
Just my imagination. We'll be right back. More to come. The Archbishop is 15 minutes away.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're back. Final few minutes of this hour, and Miss Pat is up next.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to compliment Squirrel, but I want to say one thing about him first. He says that listening to my voice is like hearing fingernails on a chalkboard, and I wanted to thank him for allowing me to spend so much time in his head taking up space, and there's not a whole lot there. Thanks, Paul.
You know, Miss Pat, short and deadly. Ooh. Just like Handsome Joe.
Roll that rope off my mom. And hey, she gets straight to the point, does she?
I like that. Don't you like a woman that just, I mean, she cuts like a knife, but she doesn't waste any time.
Yeah, you don't have to mind read with her, that's for sure.
No, sir.
But hey, man, I had the wildest dream. I mean, this is serious. I had a wild dream last night that Town Red Bay was getting attacked by zombies. I mean, it seemed real. And
you're sure that really didn't happen?
Hey, I had to look out the door just to make sure it didn't seem so real. But one of the zombies looked like Larry. I mean, he was even holding a beard.
We was held up. Joe, it's Christmas, and Larry wants a fight about whether Georgia is done.
I mean,
they've got, you know, one of the top two programs in America. They've won two national championships, and Larry's was obsessing over players leaving, and there's a reason they leave. There's nowhere to there's nothing for them to do there because they're not playing.
You're right, Paul. And hey, Georgia's they're still one of the top two teams in the country, as far as I'm concerned.
Without a doubt.
I mean, they are. But you're gonna lose player. You said it right. Bama loses player. All schools lose players. It's just part of the transfer portal now. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody Merry Christmas, and I'm not the Squirrel. We'll get back talking about the national title game starting next week when you come back. But just wanted to wish everybody.
So Joe, before you go, what are you doing for the holidays?
Probably just gonna sit home. That's pretty much it.
Well, that's you're a hard-working guy. You might as well take it easy.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't been home a lot lately, you know, so to me it's like a holiday, just get some time to just have some time to myself for once.
Do you have a favorite, like, Christmas movie or something or song?
I like Christmas vacations.
That's a pretty good one. I find no fault with your choice there. It's not my number one, but it's one that usually gets watched.
Yeah, it's a Christmas Story. I like that. And A Christmas Carol. You know, Ebenezer Scrooge.
That one that one scares me.
Well, I mean, there's like three different remakes of it. Got the one from like 1938 or.
Yeah, I like the original.
You got, I do too. That's one I got recorded. In fact, I watched that last night.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much. You have a Merry Christmas. We have something really special to talk about and also sad. One of the most important people that has played a role in this show has been here from the very beginning, Kathy Dupuy. And we love her. Even though she's an LSU and Saints fan, we still put up with all that. I wish we could see her right now because she has truly been one of the rocks that have kept this thing together. And there aren't many people that are still here from day one. In fact, there weren't many people here on day two after day one. But Kathy stayed with us, and we love her, and we'll miss her, and we deeply appreciate everything she has done for us. Thank you. The Archbishop is next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.